Hi, I'm Mary Weeks.
And I am Cris Oviedo. Welcome to Columbia Matters Radio.
Cris, you know the Columbia Athletic Club has been going through renovations since April 30th.
Yes, I know. I just drove by it a couple days ago, and it looks so different. It looks, there's a whole new section and a whole new building to the side now that I'm really curious about. I cannot lie.
CA is very excited to announce that the Columbia Athletic Club will reopen on Friday, November the 30th.
Something else to be thankful for sure.
And for regular updates, including descriptions and photos of the major construction efforts, visit columbiaassociation.org/ACopen. Another event coming up is CA's Give Thanks Open House. We're giving thanks to our members and the community on Saturday, November 10th during our Give Thanks Open House from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at various CA facilities. Enjoy free admission to participating facilities, fun activities, sampling of CA's classes, special offers, raffle prizes, and more. First-time visitors to Haven on a Lake will be entering into a drawing to win a 30-day access pass to Haven. Plus, you'll get a chance to see sneak peeks of two of CA's new programs launching soon, CA Cycle and Tribe Team Training.
A food collection drive benefiting the Grassroots Route 1 Day Center will be going on during the event and for the entire month of November at Columbia Swim Center, Columbia Gym, and Supreme Sports Club. So please bring what you can donate. You can view the list of needed food items at the Grassroots website.
Every year, the Volunteer Center serving Howard County publishes a Guide to Giving. And this year's Guide to Giving you can go check out on volunteerhoward.org. And this guide has a list of organizations that need our help. Another special event coming up is our annual Veterans Day ceremony. This year, we are doing something a little different. It is going to be bigger and better. We are partnering with Howard County Government, Howard County Veterans Foundation, Howard County Office of Veterans and Military Families, and Howard Hughes for this year's ceremony. And joining us here in the studio is Robert Gillette, and he is the president of the Howard County Veterans Foundation. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you.
So, Robert, let's start the conversation by finding out a little bit more about what the Howard County Veterans Foundation is.
Sure. Thanks for asking. So the Veterans Foundation was founded in June of 2016, and our mission is to help promote veteran causes and to celebrate the 20-plus thousand veterans and their families that live here in Howard
wow.
County.
20-plus yeah. thousand just here in Howard County.
Just here in Howard County.
That's
yes.
impressive.
So our flagship project that we're working on right now is at the lakefront as part of the downtown Columbia master plan and redevelopment that's going on with Howard Hughes and CA is we are planning for a veterans monument, which will be located just outside of Whole Foods, between Whole Foods and the fountain in the what will become the neighborhood square area. And so that project's been in inception since 2016, which is why we were founded,
okay.
was to raise money and develop that project.
So as part of your efforts to raise money for that project, what have you guys been doing?
So our first sort of large fundraiser was back in February. We partnered with an organization called ASAP, mm-hmm. which is the Armed Services Arts Partnership. Mm-hmm. And they're based out of Washington, D.C., and they use stand-up comedy and storytelling as a means for veterans who are suffering from PTSD and other combat-related mental illness and trauma. They use stand-up comedy and storytelling as a means of therapy. And so we, at Hysteria Brewing Company in Columbia, we did an event, a co-event with ASAP, where we brought some of their comedians in to for a little night of craft beer and stand-up comedy. And it was quite a success. Good
sounds
time.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It sounds great. Do you guys have any upcoming events planned?
Yeah. We are obviously we're working with CA on the parade, and then also, which isn't really much of a fundraiser, more of a community event, but we'll raise awareness. We're also working on a secret mission project that will be hopefully announced for the spring of this year. So stay tuned.
Oh, so we can't tell anybody
nope,
yet. All
nope,
right, we're
going
to hold a secret for now then. But we want to tell everybody, though, about the parade that's coming up. So
sure.
Why don't you tell us a little more about that event?
So this is the fourth year of the parade, but it is the first year that the Veterans Foundation is taking the lead on the parade. The previous 3 years, the parade was held on Main Street in Ellicott City. And it was really put together in partnership between the veteran community and the Ellicott City Partnership, with all of the flood mitigation efforts and the reconstruction efforts from the past, you know, two devastating floods on Main Street, and talking with the leadership from the Ellicott City Partnership, elected officials, and others from the Main Street community. We felt it was best for at least this year to move the parade off of Main Street. And so we approached Columbia Association and said, hey, how about a joint event with the lakefront ceremony? We'll bring the parade to Columbia this year. And, you know, they welcomed us with open arms, and we've, I think, put together a great event.
So the lakefront event, Mary, can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes, we usually have a ceremony at the lakefront for Veterans Day to recognize and celebrate our community veterans. And what better way to celebrate our community veterans than to partner with the Howard County Veterans Foundation and their other partners that I'm going to mention to bring the parade to Columbia and make this, like I said before, even bigger and better.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. So who will be participating in this parade then?
So the parade is meant to celebrate our veterans, their families, as well as the first responder community, so police and fire and EMS. A number of different civic organizations participating. We're going to have the League of Women Voters is marching. I think we have 6 or 7 Cub Scout troops from all throughout the county that have signed up to walk. So, you know, several hundred Cub Scouts in uniform. We have the Johns Hopkins University and the UMBC ROTC unit color guards will be marching in the parade. We have a wonderful organization called Voices for Vets, who use pop music from the 40s and 50s era. They'll be in the parade performing hopefully in the back of a trailer or float of some sort that we're trying to put together the final details, but they'll be there as well. So really it's a number of patriotic and civic organizations, the American Legion and the a VFW and the Marine Corps League, all the local units here from Howard County. We'll be participating with some vintage military vehicles, World War II era, Vietnam era military vehicles, and should be a fun time.
Now, you said this is around the lake. Is it just walking around the lake, or is it going to be on 175? How is this?
So the parade itself will step off at the intersection of Meriwether Drive and Little Patuxent Parkway, so just right next to the new MedStar building in that general area, and we'll then proceed east along Little Patuxent Parkway, past Symphony Woods, around South Entrance Road, and then down to the first intersection for the Mall Ring Road there. And then we'll turn into the Whole Foods parking lot, and the parade will sort of dissipate there, but then everyone will convene at the lakefront for the lakefront ceremony. So kind of in that general area.
And can we just tell everybody when it's happening, the time, like all of the details?
Sure. So the parade will begin at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday, November 11th, which is Veterans Day. It's also the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day, which was the end of World War I. So it starts at 9:30 as step off for the parade. We're anticipating the parade itself lasting anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. So around 10:45 or 11 is when the lakefront ceremony will begin. And that program will last approximately an hour. And then after that, so from noon until about 2 or 2:30, we're going to have a festival in the American Cities Building parking lot. We'll have some local food trucks will be there. We'll have some local vendors, which are primarily civic organizations and veterans organizations. And then we'll also are going to have the vintage military vehicles, and some police and fire vehicles will be on display, and Voices for Vets will be performing as well.
Can we backtrack a little bit? I don't know that everybody understands what a veteran, like the word veteran, what it means. Can you explain to us who qualifies to be called a veteran?
It's really simple. If you've worn the uniform of a United States military armed forces for one day, you are a veteran.
For one day.
For one day. That's what majority of us consider to be a veteran.
Really? And why do we have to celebrate veterans? Why is it important to celebrate somebody who participated in any of these armed forces?
Well, here, you know, in the United States, our military currently is an all volunteer military.
I'm gonna stop you right there. An all volunteer. Can you tell me? Meaning that
we don't.
There's no draft.
There's no conscript. There's nothing that mandates military service. And a lot of countries, when you turn a certain age, you're compelled to join the military, right? So, and here in the United States, we don't do that. That's not been the case since the Vietnam era, right? So.
So people who are going into the military or armed forces, they are choosing to go there.
Correct.
There's a drive. There's something that's inspiring them to go.
It's the call to duty, the call to service that they experience that compels them to join the military. And we have to think about what is it that our military is doing, right? They're out defending our rights, our freedoms, our country. And not just ours, but our allies as well. So democracy and freedom, right, are all around the world. And it's important to remember that, particularly in this day and age where we have such a heated political climate, that no matter what happens after an election, we never have to worry where is the military going to line up or is someone going to, overthrow the government and have a military coup. That's just not going to happen here because of the way that our government is structured and the way our military is structured. And, it's important to remember that and to celebrate that, and not just the soldiers and sailors that serve, but also their families. Because when a service member deploys, there are husbands, wives, sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, grandmas and grandpas that are left behind who are also serving, right? Mm-hmm. They're taking on the role of a single parent for a period and sacrificing a lot of their own in their own way to support their loved one who's off serving. And that it's important that we come together as a community, recognize that there's a large contingent of military families around us, and to celebrate that and to give our, show our thanks for what those men and women have done.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And this is Columbia Association's third year hosting this ceremony, and we are very happy and pleased to partner with Harrah County Government, Harrah County Veterans Foundation, the Harrah County Office of Veterans and Military Families, Howard Hughes. We're also going to have Clyde's is going to be providing hot chocolate and coffee for free, and Whole Foods is going to provide bakery items for free. It's all about our community, and as we said, our community's veterans. We want to celebrate them and their families. As Robert said, how the families are pretty much left behind when the service member is deployed. But to talk more about the ceremony, we're going to have comments from CA's president, Milton Matthews, from our Harrah County executive, Alan Kittleman. Mr. Gillette here is going to be master of ceremonies. He'll be running the show down there. And then Athelton High School, JROTC, will be presenting the colors again. They did that last year. And we'll have performances by the Columbia Center for Theatrical Arts, Young Columbians. And we're going to have a local school play music in the very beginning. So that starts at 10:45. We're going to have that going while the parade is finishing. There'll be family-friendly activities. As he said, you'll be able to explore vintage military vehicles. And Columbia Arts Center is going to have a card-making station for deployed troops. So we can involve the whole families, families in.
With the holidays coming up, I think that's wonderful. They're planning, I guess, to mail them to them?
Yes. Yes, they're going to be mailed. We're going to have raffles for veterans. And we've gotten donations from like Lord & Taylor, Meriwether Post Pavilion, Toby's, Mission Barbecue. We want to thank those who generously donated raffle prizes for this event. Yes. Haven on the Lake is donating gift cards. They're also going to be offering free yoga classes for veterans. Mm-hmm. Columbia Sports Park. They actually donated some passes to go there. So it's just, I'm so excited to be working on this event. I've been working closely with Robert, and it's just, to me, I can already see it coming together. I can see how big it's going to be growing up here. To me, this is just big. To me, this is just really, really big to have a parade march down Little Patuxent Parkway to the lakefront, go to the monument site, the future monument site, and then have the community come out and just show their appreciation, for our community's veterans. And then we would love for people to be along the parade route cheering on. We're going to be giving out flags, Columbia Association is going to give out little flags. We also have little poppies that we've made, and we have that attached to a poem on a card. It's just going to be a wonderful event.
It sounds great. Now, do either one of you guys have any personal stories, like any personal connection with the armed forces? Like, are you, either one of you guys a veteran?
My father was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how about you, Robin?
Yep, I served in the Navy for 8 years.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Did you? Where did you go? And how was that experience? Sharing a little bit.
So they say, join the Navy and see the world, but they don't tell you is that it's from the side of a ship, right? So, most of my time was spent in the various parts of the Caribbean and the Mediterranean, mm-hmm. and then the Persian Gulf as well.
Okay. And so you served for about 8 years. Which period of time was that?
So I served in the late 90s. So it was more or less peacetime, but there were a lot of peacekeeping operations going on around the world.
Were you a husband leaving a family? Were you a son leaving parents? Where were you?
At the time, I was not married. Mm-hmm. So it was just me. And then my parents, of course, were, that's where I stored all my stuff, was in their house while I was gone. So I appreciate them, helping me out, right?
So. Absolutely. So you have that firsthand experience of the sacrifice that it is. And the stories that we hear all the time where you're missing out on birthdays, we're missing out on family reunions, you're missing out on Christmas. You guys don't really have those holidays. Or how do you guys cope with that, I guess, when you are, in that situation when you're serving?
So you celebrate with your extended family, which is the men and women in your unit, right? So on my ship, we would have holiday parties and that sort of thing if we were at sea during Thanksgiving or Christmas or something along those lines. And you just kind of press on as business as usual and carry on your duty. And if you get an opportunity to pause and celebrate, you do. But then you come home and you have a big homecoming party, and there's nothing better than that.
Robert, I do, especially because you said this is a volunteer thing, right? That you volunteer to serve. And like we were saying earlier, there's got to be something that drives you to serve. Can you tell me a little more about that? I'm just really intrigued now that I know that you've served, that this is a personal thing for you.
So, my coming of age was during the first Persian Gulf War. So in the early 90s is when I was in high school. And it was also the first nationally televised military campaign because we had, cable news at that point. And I just remember sitting at home and kind of watching the news stories and that sort of thing and being intrigued and curious about it. And as I was at entering into my senior year of high school and that sort of thing, the thought of college would come up, but then there's the expenses of college. And then the military at the time, and still does, have some great programs with the GI Bill and other sorts of mm-hmm. things. And so it was kind of, gave me an opportunity to serve, but then also, and get a skill, but then also have the ability to attend school upon end of my duty. So I signed up for an initial term, but then I did re-enlist as well. So I did do a second tour, just because you build so much skills and pride and leadership training, and then so it was just kind of one tour was just kind of too short for me. So I said, well, let me do another one, and then I sort of hit that point where it was okay. I'm either going all in or it's time to sort of cash out, if you will, and get on with life on the civilian world, which is what I decided ultimately to do.
If you could compare civilian life to the, active service life, how would you, can we compare? Can we do that?
I'm not sure you can make a sort of a direct comparison. I will say that the transition from military service to civilian world is a bit daunting and challenging. Mm-hmm. Something as simple as, what do I wear to work today? Right? Because when you're in the military, it's prescribed. You know what you're wearing. You wear a uniform. So little things like that, which I don't think most people can sort of understand there's the stress to a certain level that comes with that. Plus, when you're serving in a military unit or on a ship or something along those lines, you really get to know, the people that you're with at a much deeper, more intimate level. Mm-hmm. And so you build these bonds, these friendships that they're often difficult to replicate outside of that environment. I think if you're on a highly competitive sports team, you may be able to understand it. But, you know, unless you've gone through some of those hard trials and tribulations with another person or group of people like that, it's difficult to understand and often difficult to recreate.
Right, absolutely. Because you're sharing life. I mean, you're sharing every day, in and out, from the morning to the evening, 24 hours.
I lived in a room with 60 other guys on my ship, right?
Wow.
So it's a lot of people in one space. You really get to know, love, and dislike them all at the same time.
That's a great story. So, you know, you talked about the transition back into civilian life and all of that. What was the hardest thing? I mean, you talked about something as simple as choosing your clothes. I never thought about that. So what was the hardest thing?
It sounds kind of silly, but the hardest part was just having the flexibility to kind of set your own day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in the military, it's sort of prescribed morning, you know, noon and night. And then you're sort of free to kind of set your own schedule and handle your own affairs. And, there's a certain level of anxiety that comes along with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to figure it out because you don't really, you know, and you don't have whether it be a senior NCO or an officer to go to and ask for, like, well, what are we supposed to do next kind of thing. You have to kind of figure a lot of it out. And then just, you know, the career path in the military is kind of set as well. You can kind of see what your next progressions are going to be. So when you're in the civilian world, you know, there's so many different directions that you could drive your own life in. So there's a little daunting in that. But I think the military also prepared me for, you know, the skills, the self-confidence, the work ethic, the sense of obligation
mm-hmm.
and commitment that, you know, once that direction is set and that path is kind of chosen and,
yeah.
I make my way, I sort of have a can-do and won't-fail attitude about it. So something like, okay, let's build a monument. Well, all right, we're going to do it, and nothing's going to stop me from doing it, and we're going to get it done as quickly and as efficiently as, you know, local government will allow me to.
In true military form.
In true military form, exactly.
Now, did you go to college after you finished the military?
I did.
Is your job that you do today related to what you did in the military?
Not directly related, sort of indirectly related, in that it's, you know, I work in the engineering field and I was in an engineering field while I was in the military, so it is related in that regard. But I did go to school. I used my GI Bill and went to night school after I got out of the military and got my degree. And I actually just applied for graduate school as well. So
okay,
I'm working towards a master's degree now.
And the military is helping towards that as well?
Well, I used all of my benefits for my bachelor's degree, but there are a number of scholarships and programs for veterans for graduate school that I'll be looking into.
So even after you retire from the military, you can continue to get some of those benefits just because you served?
Yes.
That's an incentive if somebody's considering,
yeah, there's a lot of really good post-military life benefits through the VA and other organizations.
So if somebody's listening and is considering, should I or should I not, you know, join the military, I think it's worth talking to somebody like Robert and maybe coming to the parade and talking to an actual life veteran who can tell you firsthand experience what it really is like, because we all hear the stories, we all see the portrayals on television shows and things like that, right?
Right,
and they don't necessarily
right.
show us the nice stuff, I don't think. I think that they show us how difficult it can be, how trying it can be. But I think that at least, you know, from your perspective, it sounds like there's more than just that. Because I'm definitely not disregarding that. I know that it's very, very trying and very, very, I think, emotionally difficult. More than physical, would you agree? Or is that just...
It's probably equally challenging physically and mentally. Again,
mm-hmm.
it all depends on what part of the service you go into,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, obviously, from a physical perspective, you know, a infantryman has a much more grueling
right.
task than say, you know, someone like myself who served on a ship, right? I mean, it was just different, you know?
Right.
And then the mental challenges as well are different depending on where you're serving. Obviously, yeah. getting shot at is much more taxing on you mentally than some of the other, you know, military yeah. jobs. But there are pros and cons to everything. And I would encourage anyone who is considering or thinking about it to seek out, you know, those of us who have served mm-hmm. and from all the different branches and all the different job types that the military has and kind of what it was like years ago and, you know, more recently, you know, I know it's different today than it was when I served. So talk to folks who are currently serving and kind of get a sense for what it's like. Absolutely encourage anyone, even if you're, you know, not even sure if that's the path you want to go on, just yeah. curious, just sure, ask us a question. We're happy to share.
And I appreciate the difference that you just established. It's like depending on where you serve and the job that you're doing, the experience is going to be different. So
absolutely.
You know, it's not just you sign up and you just do all of it. It's like you can decide which right. way you want to go. Mm-hmm. So thanks for that clarification.
Sure.
And Robert, can you tell our listeners where they can go to get more information about the parade itself?
So several different places where you can go to get information about the parade. You can go to the Columbia Association website on their events page. They have information about the parade. Facebook, there's plenty of information on Facebook at the Howard County Veterans Foundation Facebook page, which I believe our tag is at HOCO Vets. You can also go to howardcountyveterans.org, which is our website, and get information about the monument project as well as the parade. Mm-hmm. And then there's this lovely flyer that CA had created that you can probably find in many of the local Starbucks because I've put them there. but in a lot of other areas in and around the parade route, there's flyers that are up.
And if you want to learn more about the ceremony, you can visit columbiaassociation.org/veterans. And I know Robert agrees with me when we want to thank the Veterans Parade Committee.
Yes. There is a parade committee made up of a number of members from various civic organizations and government. The VFW is represented, the American Legion Post 156 is represented, as well as the foundation, the Howard County Commission for Veterans and Military Families, the Howard County Executive's Office, a number of organizations, Mary's representing CA on the parade committee as well.
And then our open space crews, they'll be there setting tents up and clean up and making sure everything runs nice and smooth.
Mm-hmm. So mark your calendars.
We appreciate that.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mark your calendars. Sunday, November the 11th at 9:30 a.m. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know before we let you go, Robert?
I just want to put out a special thank you to a couple of our sponsors for the parade. So Apple, Ford, and Lincoln is a parade sponsor. Premier Healthcare, which is located off of Snowden River and Brokenland Parkway, they're a sponsor. And then Fairway Mortgage Company in Ellicott City, they're a sponsor as well. So I want to appreciate their financial support, because without them, you know, parades can't happen.
And especially
want to thank Mary and CA for the effort that they've put into this. You know, it's I don't think you could put a dollar sign or quantity sign on the amount of blood, sweat, and tears that Mary and the crew at CA have put into this, and I can't thank them enough for partnering with us.
Well, it's nice. I mean, we're all basically in the same neighborhood, so we need to work together. So yeah. I look forward to that.
And with great partners come great events. Thank you, Robert, for coming into our studio today.
Thank you.
To learn more about CA-sponsored events, visit columbiaassociation.org/events. And to learn more about Columbia Association, you can visit columbiaassociation.org. And you can find CA on your favorite social media outlets. CA's Fall Activities Guide is available online. Get updated information on class, programs, cancellations, and changes, hyperlinks to all listed landing pages, phone numbers, email addresses, social media, and more. Visit columbiaassociation.org/activities-guide-fall to view the guide.
And then to check out Dragon Digital Radio, you can go to howardcc.edu/DDR. You can also check out this podcast and all of our other podcasts at dragondigitalradio.podbean.com. And you can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, on Instagram, and all of the social media platforms out there. As always, Mary and I thank you for tuning in. Until next time. Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.